actually just right away, if that's all right.
Okay, sure.
Okay, perfect. So I'm not going to say your name, but about, when was it? April 21st. So like a week ago, actually an exact week ago, you wrote me an email, and I'm going to actually read the email right now. Saying you've worked with me in the past. My job of 13 years is ending in June. When it comes to attracting women, I've taken great pride in the upper management position I currently hold. I'm very concerned that women will be turned off right away that I'm unemployed. I manage my money well and have a savings nest, so I'll be okay. But how do I project that? I imagine this is a more common dilemma guys are facing these days. And you're absolutely right. I have actually been getting a lot of emails from guys who are going to be unemployed soon, who are unemployed, and it's really beaten them down because they associate their livelihood with who they are professionally. And once the their career is kind of taken from them, they're not really sure who they are anymore. So I wanted to talk to you about that and just find out where you're at, because you said that you randomly had an interview yesterday. So can you tell me what happened and where you're at?
I'd moved to California like 2 years ago from Chicago, and kind of, you know, wasn't sure if I was fitting in here, and met some people in Denver, so was possibly looking for a job in Denver. So that's what the interview was for yesterday.
Okay. Cool.
I don't know. It took me a long time to kind of establish myself here in California, and like I feel like I've finally started to do that.
Yeah.
So now I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I want to go to Denver. Like, if I'm going to live in bad weather, I might as well go back to Chicago.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Okay, so then what were your fears when you wrote this email, and like what would your concern be, and why would you think that women would be turned off right away by being unemployed? What is it about unemployment? What does it say about you? Or what do you think it says about you?
Well, I mean, my concern is that it, you know, gives the impression that I'm somehow a loser, or, you know, or I mean, even if it's just a concern that, okay, if this guy doesn't have a job, how is he going to be able to take me out? You know, how can we go out and have any fun? And
Do you think, can you go out and still have fun if you are unemployed?
Yeah, because, you know, like I said, I mean, I manage my money very well, so, you know, I have money, you know, on the side. I can probably sustain this for about a year, really.
Oh, really? Okay. So you are a proactive man who is actively trying to get a job even before his unemployment kicks in, correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
You're also a man who has planned in advance so that he has savings, so that you just said you could live your lifestyle in California, which is an expensive lifestyle, for a year.
Yep.
Because of these savings. Okay.
Yep.
And you also had an upper management position, which means that you have to have some sort of intelligence to hold on to that position for 13 years, correct?
Correct.
I'm guessing that they're downsizing at your company and that you're not being laid off because you're incompetent, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So that full picture for me is an attractive person. You are proactive. You are somebody of value, obviously, because your company had you there for 13 years. And the only reason that they're getting rid of you is because they're downsizing. And what was the other thing that I said? Whatever. You get my point. So I put something out on Facebook the other day and asked the question. I forget exactly what the wording was. But basically, if a man is unemployed, does that make him unattractive? And I got a whole bunch of responses back, you know, from some women and from some men. And they said, overall, the consensus was he's only unattractive if he allows it to rule and decide who he is. If he lets unemployment be the person that he is and lets it get him down and he becomes, you know, depressed because of it, yes, it makes that man very unattractive. But on the flip side, if he is doing everything that you're doing, which is exactly as we just said, being proactive about finding a new job, understanding that you do have value, preparing by having savings so that you can move forward and you can be safe and stable and secure for the next year while you are looking for the job that you choose to have rather than a job that is given to you, you have room for options.
Yep.
Everything is very attractive. The thing is that you have to think about it a certain way. If you let it beat you down and you let your job define you or your lack of a job define you, then that's the only time that being unemployed can be unattractive. To a woman. I'm telling you that to a woman. The thing is that if you go out on a date and you start telling her about how you're so depressed and, like, you're really beaten down right now because you're unemployed and it's paralyzed you, yeah, 100% that's going to turn her off, because she doesn't see you as being a strong, safe, and secure man that is going to get himself out of this hole. But if you say, you know what, my company was downsizing, I'm in this position now, but I'm ready to go, start reinventing myself, looking for a new career, and luckily I happen to have these savings that I can sit and actually get to choose what it is that I want to do, that is super sexy. And from a woman's point of view, that makes me very calm to hear, because I'm hearing that this man has potential. I'm hearing that this man is proactive, and he makes things happen. And he doesn't let one negative thing affect him drastically. That's what I'm looking for in a man, and that's what really attracts me. If anything, it can be extremely attractive if you're unemployed and you handle it well. Plus, yeah. On dates, I always say to guys, you don't have to take a woman on a very expensive date. I have a whole list of $2 dates that are absolutely fantastic and fun and exciting. So dates don't have to include or involve money. It has, for a date to be fun, it has to have a really fun, proactive guy with potential. That's what makes a date enjoyable for a woman, and it's what makes a man attractive.
That makes sense.
Yeah? Okay. So I answered your question?
Yes, you did.
Okay, perfect. So I'm happy about that. So where are you with your feelings about being unemployed? Your thoughts about being unemployed? Are you nervous? Are you worried? Are you...
You know, I'm of course a little bit worried. I'm not a great acceptor of change in life. Mm-hmm. But I have gotten better as the years have gone on.
Good.
So I mean, just the idea of course having to start over somewhere after 13 years, you know, sure it's scary. But you know, I actually, you know, kind of I was really kind of searching for, okay, like what should I do, and you know, I don't know where I should live and all this. And you know, I finally kind of just got comfortable with, okay, now you know what? All right, I'm going to get severance for a certain amount of time.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so I kind of finally set a plan. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take 2 months off this summer, and I'm going to travel.
Oh,
because
see?
Because I can.
Yeah, exactly. And enjoy your life. That's amazing.
You know, so I'm trying, you know, rather than just focusing on the negatives that, you know, I lost my job and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm trying to at least look at the, trying to put some positive spin that, well, okay, now I have 2 months to go, you know, hang out and have a good time with some friends. And, you know, it's a pretty rare opportunity at this point in life to get to do something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can afford it, so why not?
Yeah, and your company's basically paying for it. Your company's paying for you to rest, get centered again, and figure out what it is that you want to do with your next steps, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So you're in a great position. Okay, so you've helped yourself. But just letting you know that you're in a very great position, and the only way that it will become unattractive to women is if you let it become unattractive to women. And it doesn't sound like you are. It sounds like you're really positive about it.
Took a little bit to get to that point, but yeah, I think I've kind of turned the corner.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, well, thank you for doing this with me. I'm not sure where I'm going to post this yet, but I might post it on my website. But thank you so much for doing this with me. I think it was really helpful, probably for a lot of people.
Yeah, a relevant topic now.
Definitely. No, all right. Well, enjoy your day. And if you need anything else, then let me know. But good luck. Have so much fun in your travels. It sounds really exciting. And again, like everything that you said about where you are is attractive. You are not Debbie Downer. You are not a depressing man. Like, a woman wants to hear that the man that she's with is safe and secure. Doesn't mean that he has to be a millionaire. Doesn't mean that he has to be working 18 jobs. But the fact that you have a plan and that you are going to be proactive about it to make things happen is the attractive part about you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.